Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Well, good evening. Hi, good night, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you're listening in from. You're waking up with Linda Mac Shannon, and it's Find It Out Friday. You know, this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that has skilled advisors and consultants that help you reach your goal in education, workshops, higher learning, and focusing on the young minds of our youth around here. We'd like to say welcome in. Before we get going, I hope that basing yourself on faith, you will become wealthy people of virtue and influence who are widely respected. But alone, however, that worldly success is not equivalent to true happiness. Achieving this requires that we have a profound understanding of the nature of life. A person of success, in the true sense, is one who can enjoy a free and unrestrained state of life. That's from my favorite mentor, Daisaku Ikeda, that teaches us how to live, share, and give. Daisaku Ikeda, you know, again, a person of success in the true sense is one who can enjoy a free and unrestrained state of life. You know, speaking on life tonight, Tiffany with an eye still on a project, so you'll have to just listen to me. But I am going to share with you what I found out, and it's going to blow you away. If you notice the postings that I put out there, you know, I think I'm a graphic artist. You know, I have the lion, the sunset, the beautiful flower, and the power stance of that lion. Well, that lion, it tramples with the same force on an ant that he would trample with an elephant. The sunset is going to make you sit back and relax that beauty. That flower is representing your beauty and the beauty that you see in others. And that power stand says, okay, I got this. So our topic this evening is reflections. And boy, did I find out something this week. And I'm going to share it with you. If you reflect back on your childhood to now, things we were taught, things we learned, things we were told that work and don't work. It's about learn, relearning, and live, okay? I spent 5 days straight in a row, 2 hours a day, in a workshop that was unbelievable. Like-minded people, the education that I received, the aha moments, and I said, okay, I have this. The workshop that I was talking about was Dr. Glenda Davis, and she came on the show last week, and she sort of like briefly invited you into her masterclass. Well, I attended the masterclass, but I attended 5 straight days of goodness, and what I found out, I'm going to have to share this with you. And we're going to take the topic of speaking of diabetes, and I know that there's millions of diabetics out there. That is a disease that's even given with our children. And I fall in that category. And I want you to reflect back for you diabetics out there. How did you feel when your doctor told you you was diabetic? How did you feel? Didn't make you feel too good because you really don't know what it is. Nobody knows what it is, what causes the what. But you got that pill to start taking, okay? Now, my vow is happiness for self and others. And I'm going to add 2 more words onto this vow. And that vow is health and heal so that we can all live out here. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a specialist. But I'm just going to share with you what I found out today. And there's several ways of hearing these things. You know, since the pandemic, we have all got creative. Mm-hmm. We got all kind of workshops going out there. Everybody's selling something. The word free excites us all. So what we do, we see free, and we go on in it, but we also know that behind it's going to be some dollar signs. And that's usually what it is. But when you're talking about your life and living, you shouldn't even worry about it. Because nothing is more important than our lives here. So, yeah, you get the information, but you also get the education. And what I found out, you know, we learn, we have to unlearn and relearn again. And I'm not going to put the wordings, but I'm going to share with you. You know, diabetes is a multi-organ disease. Yes, it is. It's a multi-organ disease, and it needs to be defeated. But you can't heal it, you can't cure it, unless you find out what the root is. Do you know that there's over 15 different organs in our body that can create diabetes? So you're telling me one pill is going to take care of all 15 of those? And since we've gone through this pandemic out here, stress happens to be one of them. So when you're diabetic and they tell you to eat right and eat this and it'll cure it and don't eat this, don't eat that, diabetes, you cannot cure it and find the root. It's not food, diet, and exercise. And most of us, and that's what we've been told from the onset of it. Now, I'm not saying argue with your doctor. Continue to go to your doctor. I'm not a doctor, okay? And we have to have medications if we think that that's going to help us. I personally don't like to take a bare aspirin. So they have problems with me, always have, because I know that the body can heal itself. But you need to find out what needs to be healed before you can get to that root and take care of it. You know, true information leads to transformation. Mm-hmm. And quoting the Glenda Davis, the more the body naturally heals, the better way your body will heal, okay? The body, the more the body naturally heals, all right? We don't like to hear that word natural. We won't pop that pill and take this, and you take a pill for your ear, and your ankle start hurting, and you're trying to figure out why. Or if you go back into your doctor and you tell them how you're feeling, see, nobody knows your body like you. You know the ache that's bothering you, haven't been there, so why is it here? So we go and we try to figure it out and find it out. I know one thing, we're not 20 anymore, so if you jump up too high, you might sprain your ankle. But we know our bodies better than anyone knows the body. So, you know, when you're talking about results here, as she stated, and I'm going to have her come back on again, But I'm talking about it because I have to share this with you. See, my goal is about bringing happiness to myself and others. And you cannot be happy when you're getting up in the morning picking, looking at those numbers. They telling you this, your sugar is going up, your sugar is going down, you can't control it, but yet take this, okay? If all of those organs can be a reason to create that in your body, you think one pill is going to take care of it? So I'm very, very stubborn. I like to do research. I am so glad that I had the opportunity of meeting her. I had the opportunity of being educated by her. You know, the persons that were in this workshop, they were not actors. These people were sharing authentic feelings, okay? And we could all relate to each other because we've all heard the same story. Dr. Glenda Davis is the person that you want to check out, okay? You want it. Anytime you see that name, look into it. We do research. I'm telling you, there's many, many different persons out there with cookbooks and drink this and this will happen, drink this and this will happen. But they are not telling you what is causing it. You can't change anything unless you know the reason that it's happening. So this Find It Out Friday is a little bit different than we normally do. But, you know, we care and share over here. And I definitely care about my happiness, your happiness. I care about my health. I care about healing, and I darn sure care about living. So anything that I can bring to you that will wake you up, because that's what we're all about, Dr. Glenda Davis is the one you want to see. Google her. You have all kind of information. I mean, it was 5 straight days of education, information, learning, and relearning. But it wasn't like we were being directed. We were just being made to think. You know, think about it. This is your body. We're going through this. Diabetes is the silent killer. So you go, any number of things could happen. Your feet hurting, you go to the foot doctor. Oh, that's your diabetes. But this is hurting, but that's hurting. It's all blamed on diabetes, but yet nobody is giving you why are you frustrated. Why do you have to have that worry? You want to be able to live. You want to be healthy. They say diabetes reversal. I don't understand reversal because, you see, what is that, reverting me back to day one, and I got to go back through this again. But when I hear the word transformation, heal, and cure, that wakes me up. So that is why I wanted to share with you today on what I found out. So you can look into it. It's a different kind of spin. You know, we bring you all type of topics. We talk about everything. But today, you're going to hear what Miss Linda found out and what Miss Linda is about. I'm encouraging you to do your research and start listening to yourself, but more so, pay attention to your body. If you want to live, you must be able to heal it and cure whatever it is. And you know they don't want it to be cured because that's a big moneymaker. But now our young adults coming in, young, have sugar problems, okay? And they think, everybody says it creates from the pancreas. It's not getting enough insulin or whatever. If there are 15 organs in your body that can create that diabetes, think about it out there. Just think about it. I had to share this with you. I needed to bring it to you. So I said reflections. Because, you know, when we were kids and our grandmothers told us things and do this, don't do this, and Uncle Johnny said this and that, and we have this. This is the myth that we have. This is what we've learned. So I say to you, check out Dr. Glenda Davis. Because she is going to reframe, have you relearning, rethinking, and thinking about the most important thing in the world, and that's you, your body, your life. We have to heal and find the cure. And I'm going to say, because I'm experiencing, I like to do my research, but that is the person that you really, really want to get in contact with. I experienced it 5 days straight. You know, I can't do 5 minutes straight of anything, but the things that I was hearing, and I knew that it was just not talk. I knew that she was speaking. I knew that's her calling. Her duty is to serve, okay? And there's a reason for that. That's why we all have different callings to different things. So, again, Dr. Glenda Davis, diabetes. We got it out here. Some people don't want to talk about it because we don't know how to talk about it. It is the silent killer, and it works very evil and very, very slow. So I have had the opportunity to really be woke up, and that's what we're about here. That is the person I will work with, and that is the person that I will tell many, many, many other people about, because when I can say she is the real deal. Now, that is what I found out, and that's what I'm sharing with you on Find It Out Friday. I'm just going to tell you some music to reflect by. Think about it. Dr. Glenda Davis, okay? Defeating diabetes. She didn't say trying to or eat this, eat that. She didn't even mention a diet. So when we picking over those strawberries and those blueberries and don't eat this and trying to count our calories and read the nutritional labels on the back of the can that we can't even pronounce the words because they switch them up so much. Do your research. You only have one you. So we have to learn. We have to relearn. And we have to heal and cure in order to live. So that's what I'm bringing. So have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. St. Patrick's Day. Happy, happy out there, all your leprechauns, all that good luck. This is some good luck. And you can get that body where it takes away your worries, your stress, and all your frustrations and feel better, have your energy, all of that stuff that this terrible disease can do to you. And we're all individuals, so it works on people differently. So don't be listening to those that's already sick, okay? Don't hang around the sick. I'm on paraphraser here. Get with the healthy, and then you become healthy. So do your research. Listen, check her out, Dr. Glenda Davis, okay? Diabetes Defeat Challenge went on for 5 days, 2 hours a day, and it was awesome. Look her up, Dr. Glenda Davis, diabetes. Cure it, heal it, live, do what you have to do. We're going to be back on Mindful Monday. Don't know what we're going to tell you to be mindful of because we have some days to work with here. But I can tell you to stay woke. Mm-hmm. I hope I've woken you up tonight because that's what it's all about. Stay safe. Stay kind out there. And take care of yourself. We all want to live here. Take care. Welcome in to Waking Up with Linda Mac Shannon. This is what I found out on Friday.
We are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving
We care, share, we love all through the land.